Hi, y'all. Carrie D here. Welcome to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Join me every Thursday for some much-needed encouragement, coffee, and conversation. It's my prayer that this podcast will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. If you're blessed each week by my podcast, make sure you check out my book, Just Breathe and Take a Sip of Coffee, Homeschool in Step with God. And check out my new book, Homeschool High School, A Handbook for Christian Education. Then share a podcast with some of your homeschooling friends who might need a little encouragement this week. You can also find me at my website, coffeewithcarrie.org, or on Instagram at coffeewithcarrieconsultant. You can also join The Coffee House, our premium membership, where you can find even more encouragement, community, and homeschool help. So stick around, pour yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, and take a little coffee break with me. Let's get started. Hi, y'all, and welcome back to the Coffee with Carrie Homeschool Podcast. Now, when I was homeschooling, I knew I should start each day in God's Word and lead the kids in family devotions, but in all honesty, if I didn't make it a priority, it didn't happen consistently. Now, in the beginning of our homeschooling journey, I also felt that because Bible study and family devotion time was so important that I needed to do it right and that I should maybe use some kind of formal Bible curriculum or a Bible study. Now, while there are tons of great biblically sound curriculum out there for Bible studies, the eclectic, relaxed homeschooler in me finally came to realize that we didn't need to do anything fancy for our worship, prayer, and Bible time. I mean, God promises right there in Isaiah 55:11 that God's word, when spoken and shared, will not come back void. It says, "So my word, which goes out from my mouth, will not return to me empty." And in Revelation 1:3, it promises the reader and the listener that God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and he blesses all who listen to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. And y'all, the time is near. Come, Lord Jesus. Anyway, I digress. We also know that Jesus didn't use anything fancy to share the gospel or teach his followers. He taught the most important lessons in the simplest of ways. He shared his heart. He asked good questions. He expounded on God's word. He taught by example. He used the world around him to teach important life lessons. And most importantly, he valued, loved, and nurtured those he taught. These are some of the best teaching strategies out there. If we follow Jesus's teaching example, we can be sure that the seeds will be planted in our children's hearts, transformation will begin, and our children will be blessed for it. Now, even on those really rough days when you feel like you have accomplished absolutely nothing, you can be sure it was a good enough day if all you did as a family were two things. One, you read aloud from the good book, which is God's word. And two, you read aloud from a good book, any quality chapter book or picture book. The word promises if we seek first the kingdom of God, all these other things will be given to us. So if we start with his word, then you know our day is off to a great start. But I also know that many of us feel more comfortable having a guide or something to read or follow. I get it. I know I love my lists and my how-to manuals. But I can honestly say that the most precious memories I have with my younger kids and the most meaningful conversations I had with my kids when they were older actually happened when we simply read from God's word or used a simple family-friendly devotional. Now, I've done several episodes on how our family used the three-question method to study God's word. So if you're interested in studying God's word with just your Bible and three simple questions, then make sure you check out last week's episode, episode number 213, Homeschooling is Holy Ground, Lessons Learned from Moses, and two other past episodes, episode 113 called Soul Food and Family Devotions, Lessons Learned from the Last Supper, and episode number 23, Simple Family Devotions, Lessons Learned from Gideon. These three episodes explain how you can use just your children's Bible, three simple questions, and great conversations to dig into God's Word with your family. Now, family worship time doesn't always have to be studying or reading from God's Word. Some years, our family cranked up the worship music and spent our morning time worshiping God through song. When my kids were little, we rocked out to VeggieTales on a daily basis to learn God's Word, and we used Cedarmont Kids. I know, I'm dating myself there. My kids love contemporary music, worship music too, but I also love the traditional hymns. I wanted to make sure my kids knew some of those songs too, so we used them as a way to worship God and as our family devotional time. Because the traditional hymns are so full of biblical truths, I use something called hymn studies sometimes as our family devotions. Now, if you would like more info on how to do hymn studies, check out past Coffee with Carrie Homeschool podcast 171. It's called The Sound of Music, a conversation with Krista Sabota. Now, as a family, when we did hymn studies, we used a book called Then Sings My Soul, 150 of the World's Greatest Hymn Stories by Robert J. Morgan. But there's a really great new resource out there published by Not Consumed called Still Singing Hymn Stories for Every Season. So you can do simple hymn studies for your family devotion time too. Now, some years, we just use memory work and our copy work as our morning time devotions. It was short and sweet. When my kids were younger, that was really all we could do anyway. We would focus on one verse a week. We would memorize it as a family. We would use it as our copy work. And if there was a cute children's song that put that verse to music, we learned that song too. My favorite resource for that was a company called Seeds of Worship. They have all the traditional songs we grew up singing and learning, like, Oh, How I Love Jesus, and This Little Light of Mine, and His Banner Over Me is Love, as well as some really great new modern worship songs that help kids memorize scripture through song. Again, that company is called Seeds of Worship. So sometimes we would just sing and worship the Lord as our family devotional time. And of course, there were seasons of our homeschooling where our family morning time with the Lord was strictly praying as a family. We would add to our family prayer journal our requests or our praises. Or we would spend the morning thanking God for all the things we were thankful for. Sometimes just starting the day off with a heart of gratitude can change even the grumpiest of attitudes. And praying with your children doesn't have to be fancy or formal either. Now, a few weeks ago, I had a wonderful conversation with Stephanie and Sarah, the authors of the book, Raising Prayerful Kids, about how to teach our children to pray in simple and fun ways. If you haven't read their book, Raising Prayerful Kids, or you haven't listened to that podcast, make sure you listen to episode 212, Raising Prayerful Kids, a conversation with Stephanie Thurling and Sarah Holstrom. You're going to love it. So you see, your morning devotional time doesn't have to be a formal Bible study. It could be singing, memorizing scripture, praying, or just reading God's Word. But for those of you who would like to use something to guide you or to give your kids something to think about, let's talk about family-friendly devotionals that you can use. In this episode, Start Your Homeschooling Day Right, Family Devotional Resources, I want to share with you some of our family's all-time favorite Bible resources and family devotionals that we use throughout the years. I also want to share with you the quality Bible studies and devotionals that have come out since my kids have graduated that I wish were around when we were still homeschooling. Make sure you have pencil and paper close by so you can write down some of these great resources down. Now, if you subscribe to my email newsletter, you're going to receive the list, because every Thursday I send out to my newsletter and blog subscribers an email with all the resources I mention in each week's podcast episode with the links. All right, let's start with some of my favorites that we used when my kids were younger. At the top of my list is a devotional called God's Amazing Creatures and Me by Helen Haydel, published by Master Books. It introduces some of God's awesome creatures, a description of each animal, biblical principles that we can learn from different animals or from their design, and how to apply those principles to our lives. It even gives you a little prayer to say and a Bible verse to memorize. If your child loves animals, he or she will love this devotional. Again, it's called God's Amazing Creatures and Me. Now, if your animal lover is a little bit older, check out two devotionals. One's called The 1 Year Devotional for Animal Lovers, Cool Things Animals Show Us About Our Creator by Dandy McCall, and The Big Book of Animal Devotions, 250 Daily Readings About God's Amazing Creation by William Coleman. These two devotionals are geared more towards the middle schooler. It gives even more interesting facts about different animals, and the applications are more age-appropriate. So again, those two books are called The 1 Year Devotional for Animal Lovers, Cool Things Animals Show Us About Our Creator, and The Big Book of Animal Devotions, 250 Daily Readings About God's Amazing Creation. Now, if your child loves all things science, then check out Louis Giglio's series, Indescribable. Now, unfortunately, this series was not around when my kids were younger, but I have used them with some of the homeschoolers I teach today. There are three devotionals in this series now. The first one is Indescribable, 100 Devotions for Kids About God and Science. The second one is called The Wonder of Creation, 100 More Devotions About God and Science. And the third one is How Great is Our God, 100 Indescribable Devotions About God and Science. Now, this Indescribable series displays the majesty of creation with scientific facts in all areas of science, from astronomy and geology to anatomy and animals. It connects biblical principles with scientific information. They also have easy-to-follow, hands-on STEM activities you can do with your kids and a closing prayer, too. It's a great way to read God's Word, pray, and do science all at the same time. Now, another one of my favorites when the kids were younger was called the Jesus Storybook Bible, Every Story Whispers His Name, by Sally Lloyd Jones. In this sweet little devotional, it really centers on the life and teachings of Jesus and explains the gospel in the simplest of terms. Now, my son, who loves sports, loved the devotional called The 1 Year Sports Devotion for Kids by Jesse Floria. This devotional is perfect for kids who love sports and who love fun trivia facts about sports heroes, and stories about sports figures who have overcome the odds and done extraordinary things. This devotional covers a variety of sports, including sports both girls and boys will enjoy reading about. The spiritual insight connects the sports trivia to scripture and then asks quick little questions or gives phrases to remember with Bible verses to memorize. Again, that one's called The 1 Year Sports Devotion for Kids by Jesse Floria. Those of you who subscribe to my weekly email newsletter know that I send out once a month free morning time plans that you can do with your family. You also know that this year, the theme has been traveling the world by including geography and map work in your morning time plans. Now, the years that the kids and I, quote unquote, traveled the world, we learned about a different country each week. As part of our morning time, we used one of my all-time favorite devotionals called Window on the World, an Operation World Prayer resource. Now, the latest edition is written by Molly Wall and published by Operation World Resources. I love this devotional. It's a mix of geographical facts, spiritual insights, and prayer petitions. Each page highlights a particular country by giving information, true stories, and maps about each country. It focuses on how the children live, what they like to do, where they go to school, what they eat and wear, and what they hope and dream for in each country. My favorite part, though, about each country was in the information it gave about what religion the particular country follows or what particular beliefs that particular culture has, and how we can specifically pray for the missionaries who are sharing the gospel in those particular countries. Again, it's called Window on the World, an Operation World Prayer Resource by Molly Wall. Now, we were huge C.S. Lewis fans, so over the years, we read the Narnia series several times. One of our favorite devotionals was called A Year with Aslan, Daily Reflections from the Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis and Julia L. Roller. When we were reading The Magician's Nephew and The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe as our family read aloud, we started our day reading from this devotional. It consists of 365 readings from the beloved Chronicles of Narnia series. It combines excerpts from the different Narnia books with spiritual implications and reflection questions for each day. Again, that one's called A Year with Aslan, Daily Reflections from the Chronicles of Narnia. Now, if you have a house full of teens or your family's learning about chemistry together this year, then you will love the devotional called Elements of Faith by Richard Duncan and published by Master Books. This devotional introduces an element a day from the periodic table. It explains the basic characteristics of the element, its properties, and how it's used. Then it correlates the physical attribute of the element with a spiritual truth or application. Each devotion also has a biblical passage that connects the element with ideas for prayer and verses to memorize. Y'all, it even comes with an appendix full of science experiments that you can do that relate to the different elements in the periodic table. So again, that one's called Elements of Faith by Richard Duncan. Now, if you're not familiar with the company Not Consumed, I'm here to encourage you to check out their stuff. They have Bible studies for all ages, prayer cards, journals, seasonal devotionals for Advent and for Easter, hymn studies, and even a Bible game. I wish these products were around when my kids were in middle school and high school. Not Consumed, the company, has this awesome book called The Devotional Journal for Kids, and they have one for teens. This journal helps guide a child as they read the Bible. It gives your child the tools to read and understand any passage that they read. It also explains four different ways your child or your teen can study their Bible. It also gives practical study strategies to help apply God's Word in their lives and prompts to help them pick passages to memorize and gives them space to write out their prayers. So again, that one's called A Devotional Journal for Kids, and you can use that with anything that you're doing for your family devotions. Not Consumed also sells something called Bible Talk, 365 Family Bible Discussion Questions. Like I said earlier, sometimes our best family devotion time was just having deep conversations about God's Word, His truths, and what our family believes and why. In this handy flip book, there are 365 different family conversation starters about things that really matter. Now, not every question is spiritual in nature, but each question is related to a Bible verse, giving you plenty of biblical conversation starters to help disciple your kids. And you know how much I love game schooling. So yes, even some of our family devotion time was just playing a Bible game. Now, the Apples to Apples game has a Bible version. It's hilarious and so fun to play. Bibleopoly was also a fun one. Now, I love this one because you win this version of Monopoly by helping others accumulate treasures instead of completely destroying the other players financially. Now, one of our favorites when the kids were little was a game called The Armor of God Board Game by Standard Publishing. Now, this one's hard to find these days, but it's still out there. The object of this game is to collect all the pieces of armor mentioned in Ephesians 6:11 through 13. For older kids, Bible Tri-Bond is a good one. It's very challenging and it really makes you think, but it's a really fun game to play with your older kids. We also spent a lot of time playing the board game called The Journeys of Paul Historical Board Game. It traces Paul's journeys in the New Testament. You can find some complete sets of this game on eBay. However, the newer version is called Journeys of St. Paul, and it's published and sold by Sophia Institute Press. It's very new, so I haven't had a chance to play it yet, but I hear it's fun and very comprehensive, like the original version, the Journeys of Paul historical board game. And another newer game is sold by Not Consumed Again, called the Books of the Bible game. So you see, your family morning devotional time can be a formal Bible study if you want, or it can be just reading God's Word using the three-question method. It can be reading from devotionals and discussing God's creation or cultures around the world. Or it can be a time of singing, memorizing scripture, praying, having great conversations about God's Word, or even just playing Bible games. I pray the past three Coffee with Carrie Homeschool podcast episodes, Raising Prayerful Kids, Lessons Learned from Moses Using the Three-Question Method, and this episode, Start Your Homeschool Day Off Right, Family Devotion Resources, have given you inspiration on how to make your family morning time, Bible time, or devotion time more meaningful, fun, and consistent. So you see, you don't need fancy box curriculum to have meaningful family devotions. You don't even need formal curriculum to start your day off right, reading God's Word, sharing the gospel with your children, or even worshiping God. Now make sure you come back next week. We'll be talking about how you can teach every other subject without formal box curriculum. Join me for my conversation I have with Aaron McGee from Show Me Homeschool Podcast as we talk about how you can homeschool with only three things. And y'all, none of them are formal curriculums. Thank you for hanging out with me and for joining me for this little coffee break. It's our prayer that our website, homeschooling consulting services, podcasts, and books will help you homeschool one step at a time, one day at a time, and one cup of coffee at a time. We're praying for you. Stay healthy. God bless. And see you next time.